Psalm 10. Why are you so far away? Why do you hide when there is trouble? Proudly the wicked chase down those who suffer. Let them be caught in their own traps. They brag about the things they want. They bless the greedy but hate the Lord. The wicked people are too proud. They do not look for God. There is no room for God in their thoughts. They always succeed. They are far from keeping your laws. They make fun of their enemies. They say to themselves, "Nothing bad will ever happen to me. I will never be ruined." Their mouths are full of curses, lies, and threats. They use their tongues for sin and evil. They hide near the villages. They look for innocent people to kill. They watch in secret for the helpless. They wait in hiding like a lion. They wait to catch poor people. They catch the poor in nets. The poor are thrown down and crushed. They are defeated because the others are stronger. The wicked think, "God has forgotten us. He doesn't see what is happening." Lord, rise up and punish the wicked. Don't forget those who need help. Why do wicked people hate God? They say to themselves, "God won't punish us." Lord, surely you see these cruel and evil things. Look at them and do something. People in trouble look to you for help. You are the one who helps the orphans. Break the power of wicked people. Punish them for the evil they have done. The Lord is King forever and ever. Destroy from your land those nations that do not worship you. Lord, you have heard what the poor people want. Do what they ask and listen to them. Protect the orphans and put an end to suffering so they will no longer be afraid of evil people. Genesis chapter 19. The two angels came to Sodom in the evening as Lot was sitting near the city gate. When he saw them, he got up and went to them and bowed face down on the ground. Lot said, "Sirs, please come to my house and spend the night. There you can wash your feet, and then tomorrow you may continue your journey." The angels answered, "No, we will spend the night in the city's public square." But Lot begged them to come, so they agreed and went to his house. Then Lot prepared a meal for them. He baked bread without yeast, and they ate it. Before bedtime, men, both young and old, and from every part of Sodom, surrounded Lot's house. They called to Lot, "Where are the two men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so we can have sexual relations with them." Lot went outside to them, closing the door behind him. He said, "No, my brothers, do not do this evil thing. Look, I have two daughters who have never slept with a man. I will give them to you, and you may do anything you want with them. But please, don't do anything to these men. They have come to my house, and I must protect them." The man around the house answered, "Move out of the way." Then they said to each other, "This man Lot came to our city as a stranger, and now he wants to tell us what to do." They said to Lot, "We will do worse things to you than to them." They started pushing him back and were ready to break down the door. But the two men staying with Lot opened the door, pulled him back inside the house, and then closed the door. They struck those outside the door with blindness, so the men, both young and old, could not find the door. The two men said to Lot, "Do you have any other relatives in this city? Do you have any sons-in-law, sons, daughters, or any other relatives? If you do, tell them to leave now, because we are about to destroy this city. The Lord has heard of all the evil that is here, so he has sent us to destroy it." So Lot went out and said to his future sons-in-law, who were pledged to marry his daughters, "Hurry and leave this city. The Lord is about to destroy it." But they thought Lot was joking. At dawn the next morning, the angels begged Lot to hurry. They said, "Go, take your wife and your two daughters with you, so you will not be destroyed when the city is punished." But Lot delayed. So the two men took the hands of Lot, his wife, and his two daughters, and led them safely out of the city. So the Lord was merciful to Lot and his family. After they brought them out of the city, one of the men said, "Run for your lives. Don't look back or stop anywhere in the valley. Run to the mountains, or you will be destroyed." But Lot said to one of them, "Sir, please don't force me to go so far. You have been merciful and kind to me and have saved my life. But I can't run to the mountains. The disaster will catch me and I will die. Look, that little town over there is not too far away. Let me run there. It's really just a little town and I'll be safe there." The angel said to Lot, "Very well, I will allow you to do this also. I will not destroy that town, but run there fast, because I cannot destroy Sodom until you are safely in that town." That town is named Zoar because it is little. The sun had already come up when Lot entered Zoar. The Lord sent a rain of burning sulfur down from the sky on Sodom and Gomorrah and destroyed those cities. He also destroyed the whole Jordan Valley, everyone living in the cities, and even all the plants. Where Lot had lived. Lot was afraid to continue living in Zoar, so he and his two daughters went to live in the mountains in a cave. One day, the older daughter said to the younger, "Our father is old. Everywhere on the earth, women and men marry, but there are no men around here for us to marry. Let's get our father drunk and have sexual relations with him. We can use him to have children and continue our family." That night, the two girls got their father drunk, and the older girl went and had sexual relations with him. But Lot did not know when she lay down or when she got up. The next day, the older daughter said to the younger, "Last night I had sexual relations with my father. Let's get him drunk again tonight so you can go and have sexual relations with him too. In this way, we can use our father to have children to continue our family." So that night they got their father drunk again, and the younger daughter went and had sexual relations with him. Again, Lot did not know when she lay down or when she got up. So both of Lot's daughters became pregnant by their father. The older daughter gave birth to a son and named him Moab. He is the ancestor of all the Moabite people who are still living today. The younger daughter also gave birth to a son and named him Ben-Ammi. He is the father of all the Ammonite people who are still living. Abraham left Hebron and traveled to southern Canaan, where he stayed a while between Kadesh and Shur. Abimelech, king of Gerar, heard this, so he sent some servants to take her. But one night God spoke to Abimelech in a dream and said, "You will die. The woman you took is married." But Abimelech had not gone near Sarah, so he said, "Lord, would you destroy an innocent nation? Abraham himself told me this woman is my sister, and she also said he is my brother. I am innocent. I did not know I was doing anything wrong." Then God said to Abimelech in the dream, "Yes, I know you did not realize what you were doing, so I did not allow you to sin against me and touch her. Give Abraham his wife back. He is a prophet. He will pray for you, and you will not die. But if you do not give Sarah back, you and all your family will surely die." So early the next morning, Abimelech called all his officers and told them everything that had happened in the dream. They were very afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham to him and said, "What have you done to us? What wrong did I do against you? Why did you bring this trouble to my kingdom? You should not have done these things to me. What were you thinking that caused you to do this?" Then Abraham answered, "I thought no one in this place respected God and that someone would kill me to get Sarah. And it is true that she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but she is not the daughter of my mother. When God told me to leave my father's house and wander in many different places, I told Sarah, 'You must do a special favor for me. Everywhere we go, tell people I am your brother.'" Then Abimelech gave Abraham some sheep, cattle, and male and female slaves. He also gave Sarah, Abraham's wife, back to him and said, "Look around you at my land. You may live anywhere you want." Abimelech said to Sarah, "I gave your brother Abraham 25 pounds of silver to make up for any wrong that people may think about you. I want everyone to know that you are innocent." Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his servant girls, so they could have children. the Lord had kept all the women in Abimelech's house from having children as a punishment on Abimelech for taking Abraham's wife, Sarah.
Chapter 8.
When Jesus came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. A man with a serious skin disease came and bowed down in front of him. The man said to Jesus, "Sir, if you're willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out, touched him, and said, "I'm willing. So be clean." Immediately his skin disease went away and he was clean. Jesus said to him, "Don't tell anyone about this. Instead, show yourself to the priest. Then offer the sacrifice Moses commanded as proof to people that you are clean." When Jesus went to Capernaum, a Roman army officer came to beg him for help. The officer said, "Sir, my servant is lying at home paralyzed and in terrible pain." Jesus said to him, "I'll come to heal him." The officer responded, "Sir, I don't deserve to have you come into my house, but just give a command and my servant will be healed. As you know, I'm in a chain of command and have soldiers at my command. I tell one of them, 'Go,' and he goes, and another, 'Come,' and he comes. I tell my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." Jesus was amazed when he heard this. He said to those who were following him, "I can guarantee this truth. I haven't found faith as great as this in anyone in Israel. I can guarantee that many will come from all over the world. They will eat with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. The citizens of that kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness. People will cry and be in extreme pain there." Jesus told the officer, "Go. What you believed will be done for you." And at that moment the servant was healed. When Jesus went to Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law in bed with a fever. Jesus touched her hand, and the fever went away. So she got up and prepared a meal for him. In the evening, the people brought him many who were possessed by demons. He forced the evil spirits out of the people with a command and cured everyone who was sick. So what the prophet Isaiah had said came true. He took away our weaknesses and removed our diseases. Now when Jesus saw a crowd around him, he ordered his disciples to cross to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. A scribe came to him and said, "Teacher, I'll follow you wherever you go." Jesus told him, "Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to sleep." Another disciple said to him, "Sir, first let me go bury my father." But Jesus told him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead." Jesus' disciples went with him as he left in a boat. Suddenly, a severe storm came across the sea. The waves were covering the boat, yet Jesus was sleeping. So they woke him up, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to die." Jesus said to them, "Why do you cowards have so little faith?" Then he got up, gave an order to the wind and the sea became very calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him." When he arrived in the territory of the Gadarenes on the other side of the Sea of Galilee, two men met him. They were possessed by demons and had come out of the tombs. No one could travel along that road because the men were so dangerous. They shouted, "Why are you bothering us now, Son of God? Did you come here to torture us before it is time?" A large herd of pigs was feeding in the distance. The demons begged Jesus, "If you're going to force us out, send us into that herd of pigs." Jesus said to them, "Go." The demons came out and went into the pigs. Suddenly the whole herd rushed down the cliff into the sea and died in the water. Those who took care of the pigs ran into the city. There they reported everything, especially about the men possessed by demons. Everyone from the city went to meet Jesus. When they saw him, they begged him to leave their territory.